Good.
Yeah.
And they had a little dog called Yuke. I know we'll forget that.
What kind of dog?
A little old hot dog. Well, nothing. That they had a blood in this man. They had a potato put upon the shelf about that high in the kitchen, in the dining room. And she told me, she said, Yuke, she said, you jump up there and knock that potato pudding down, but he had time to make one bite in there, you know, and the thing turned over, so he couldn't turn it back. She told me, take that and go give it to Trash and Buster, that's two other dogs. Take that spoon right it up, and she had a window right over her pantry, you know, on the back. I look, you might think it's a joke, I told that to Mr. Bunny, to Doug, being the mother, then she just laughed. And that thing was looking good and smelling good. I said, now that's too much to give them dogs. I said, yeah, Buster. That become Buster. That come Trash. I cut, you know, what that dog had bit there. I bought it. I give that dog a piece. I give him that. I just went to eat. And she was right over me looking down on me, but I didn't know. Yeah, Buster. Buster, right. Get with the little dog. So when I got to her, come on, right in the kitchen. You give it to him? I said, yes, ma'am. She looked at me, she laughed. She said, was it good? I said, well, I had to eat it. I would give it to them dogs. That lady just bust. I told that to Miss Rose. She laughed. Well, that's the truth. I wasn't going to give them all that. That time you eat anything. Now, you see a rabbit gizzard? Is it gizzard? No. That other thing, liver, used to eat it raw. Looked it good, you know, and bloody. Eat it raw, that's good.
Yeah.
That's right. But no, he don't eat that, no.
Yeah.
Eat the rabbit, maybe. But we didn't kill. Nothing's gonna hurt you.
Tell me about, did you raise your own animals?
No. When I was farming, I bought them. Mm-hmm. Some people raised them, but you couldn't hardly raise them, you were here.
Raise chicken.
You raise chicken. And all of a sudden like that, fowl, you know, but you couldn't raise no mule.
Yeah. Now, when you ate a chicken, wasn't there a piece that you...
When I eat them?
When you tried to... There was a piece that you... That kind of people tried to get apart?
Wishbone.
Yeah?
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. That's a good piece, eh? But you see, before we killed them chicken, we generally put them up to clean them up, you know.
Yeah.
Hell, very few people would raise a chicken. I mean, get a chicken off the yard and eat. You got to clean them up first. And that's something good. I don't know, people don't food no more chicken.
Yeah.
You got no place to raise chicken.
You can't raise it. When I moved here, I had about 8 or 9. I look out there, every dog had one of them going. Well, what I did, I took them chicken, I put them in a coop. I had a coop. 1 or 2 days, I went to that coop. I saw that dog was digging to get in there. I said, yes. Next morning, right in that room over there. There comes the same dog. I had a Hamlet's Remington. I guarantee you, what I put on him, he never come back no more. Then I killed them chicken. I don't fool them no more. You can't raise no chicken.
You had a what?
I had a Remington. That's Cross Joel. Papa bought since 1905. And when he died, Cross Joel took that gun. So Cross Joel, he got the old hunt. When me and him raised up together, he said, well, Chuck, I'll tell you what I'll do. Give me that 410 and you take this gun. Well, I took it and then I got old, I sold it. That is a good gun to him. Yes, sir. Speed Remington, that is a good gun. That insurance collector. Well, they know it's that telephone man to come here and look at it. He said, man, that's some gun you got there. And that's a fact. But I got $65 for it. That's how I do more with that than I do with that gun.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.